AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico, as well as other import duties later in the week.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum?
Aluminum too.
A third judge has blocked President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship for kids of people in the U.S. illegally. This ruling out of New Hampshire comes after two similar rulings by judges in Seattle and Maryland last week. The president also has directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the 1 cent coin. For the first time in 3 years, there will not be a parade for the Kansas City Chiefs. Instead, this year's parade will be in Philadelphia, after the Eagles knocked off the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Of course, a big part of the Super Bowl is not just the game, but the ads. Last night's game featured one in which the NFL promotes flag football for girls.
Girls don't play football.
They do where I'm from.
Get a load of this one. Think fast.
You think fast.
E.J. Schultz is an editor at Ad Age.
They went back in time, I think, to the 80s. And set the ad in a high school, and then they used a lot of nostalgia.
Female empowerment was one of the main themes of the Super Bowl ads. AP correspondent Calvin Chan reports from Paris on a high-stakes AI summit.
Artificial intelligence and geopolitics are coming together at a high-level summit starting Monday here in Paris. It's a chance for world leaders, tech bosses, and researchers to discuss the rapidly advancing technology. President Donald Trump is sending his vice president, J.D. Vance, while Chinese leader Xi Jinping is sending his special representative.
This is AP News. Turkey is reacting to President Trump's proposal on Gaza.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has again rejected a U.S. proposal to relocate Palestinians from Gaza and says Israel should pay for the damage it caused there and for reconstruction to begin. Erdogan, during a visit to Malaysia on Monday, said, "We do not consider the proposal to exile the Palestinians from the lands they have lived in for thousands of years as something to be taken seriously." The Turkish president is on a four-day tour of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Pakistan. He said the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should look for funds to compensate what he said was damage amounting to $100 billion instead of looking for a place for the people of Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
McDonald's says its sales fell 1.4% from October to December after an E. coli outbreak tied to its quarter-pounder hamburgers dented demand. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.